Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 22nd Farah was recited. And as we had done, it is done the day before, that this Surah Ahzab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and conveyed a message of deen to all the people. And don't worry about anybody. No one must prevent you from conveying the message of deen. So in the beginning we did about the kuffar, where they attacked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 3.5 pages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what a battle there was. And how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how steadfast he was at that time, on that occasion, he did not waver at all to convey the message of deen. Similarly, in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they convey the message of deen, they also must be happy. What happened, there was at that time, Allah Ta'ala had given a lot of wealth to the Muslims. So some of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for an increase in the salary, which was very, very basic. And there was nothing wrong with this also, it was completely halal, permissible. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to be an example to the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, that the dunya is not our object of life. So I must live a very simple life. Now if your wife is going against you, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to be an example for all of us, so this dunya is not our object of life. So the wives, because they were asking of this year, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that if they want this worldly life, then give them talaq. They can go, they can choose. Or they can decide to stay with you and live a life of poverty, how you are living exactly. So all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was an examination for them, and they passed it with flying colors. Every one of them chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So till Qiyamah, no one can ever have any doubt about them, that they were people who had love of dunya, etc. They showed the highest levels of zuhud and abstinence of this dunya. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that, oh wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your rank is very high. You are higher than other women. So you are an example for people. And especially if you got the quality of taqwa, then obviously your rank is far higher. That is taqwa for a woman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 8 qualities here which women have to have. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a greater extent in every single woman. And the first 3 of these commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding the chastity and the sanctity of the woman. After that Allah mentioned they must perform salat, they must give zakat, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they must make ta'aleem in the houses, whatever ayat of the Quran are recited, they must have ta'aleem in the houses. So these are very important, the women must do these things. But in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first thing He mentions is, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. They must not speak, lower their voices when speaking, or speak in such a way which is unattractive. Otherwise that person in whose heart there is a sickness of lust and desire, or nifaq and hypocrisy, he will start getting desires and thoughts on a woman how she speaks. So from here, Hazrat Mawlana Ashtawali Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi said that the word taqza'ana doesn't mean that don't make your voice attractive, because it was impossible to think that the Azwaja Mutahara, the pure wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would ever lower their voices and try to make it attractive. You see what the meaning of this is in your normal voice, because a woman's voice by nature is attractive. So don't speak in your normal voice, but purposely make your voice a bit harsh, so that no person will ever get any thoughts, any wrong thoughts. So this is from the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the woman's voice. So we have to be very careful about this. Today, by means of Islamic ways, for example, the woman's voice comes on, giving bayan, giving lectures, or people listen to a woman reading Quran Sharif. Ulama say, is it permissible for a male ustad to teach a woman Quran Sharif? So much so in the Ottoman Empire, the Osmani Khilafat, just when it came to an end, and the kuffar had taken over Turkey, Atatürk. So man, the Muslims were very oppressed. It was difficult for them to teach deen also. So one of the mashayikh, that time the people said that, you know what, there's no males, there's no females to teach the deen to the ladies. So can one of the males teach the females? So he said, no. You teach your wife one day, you must teach your deen one day, some sabak of deen. And the same sabak she must go and teach it to the women folk. But there mustn't be any males teaching the females at all. Even though at such difficult times where there was no outward means of deen also to teach the people. Said, you teach her one day sabak, she must go and teach the woman. When the woman and men get together and they start teaching one another, this will lead to great, great fitnas and problems. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So this woman has to look after her voice. If she is forced to speak also, she must change her voice. They say that Azwaji Mutawarat, after that, they will take a cloth and put it by their mouth, make their voice a bit harsh and coarse when speaking to any strange person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, and stay in your houses. This is the actual demand for women. They must remain in their houses. And one sign of Qiyamah is, one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will only make salam to those people who they know. And the other thing he mentioned in the hadith is that the woman will be taken, the businesses will become so big that people will take out their own folk from their houses and put them in their businesses. And today in the whole world we see that this is a clear sign of Qiyamah, that people are taking out their daughters in universities, going to schools, etc. And then the third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also regarding the chastity, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَىٰ. Do not expose yourself like how the people of the first times of jahiliyat and ignorance used to expose themselves. And when a person reads the tafsir of this, he will be shocked that exactly how the woman are dressed in today's time, they got in times of jahiliyat, their hair used to be exposed. I mean, the people, honorable women never used to expose their hairs. But that was the time of jahiliyat, their hair is exposed. Some tafsir write that the portion beneath their knees, their legs used to be exposed. Some have mentioned there that the neck used to be exposed, showing their breast line. So all of these things are written, or their clothing used to be very, very thin, or it used to be very tight fitting. So all of those things, unfortunately, we are living in Jahiliyat Yathaniya, the second time of Jahiliyat. Ulama say because this ayat Jahiliyat al-Ula Allah mentions, it shows there will come a time again, which is called Jahiliyat Yathaniya, the second time of Jahiliyat and ignorance, which unfortunately we are living through. But Allah Ta'ala protect and save us, our woman must remain chaste and pure, not fall into these evils. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given the Azwaj al-Mutawarat, all of these commands. And this is also applicable to our women folk, performance of salah, giving of zakat, looking after their chastity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the object of this is to keep you people pure, to remove difficult filth and dirt from you, and every one of you must stay pure, not to make it difficult for you. Allah ta'ala loves us, and Allah wants our women to remain pure. He wants them to remain as good and chaste. So that is why Allah ta'ala has given this command. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The society had certain customs, and one of the customs was, adopted son was regarded as a proper son. So they never used to make hijab, etc. Further than that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, your adopted son is not your real son. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to convey this message. It was very, very difficult. Zayd radiallahu anhu was his adopted son. His name was Zayd. They used to call him Zayd, the son of Muhammad. He actually had to change his name now. It was very difficult upon him. Ulama said, because he changed his name to Zayd ibn Haritha, from Zayd ibn Muhammad, he took out the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to honor him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed his name in the Quran Sharif. From all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he's the only Sahabi whose name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other commands which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to give to the people, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually had to get married to his adopted son's wife, Zainab radiallahu anhu, was his family member. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to her. That's also the people made a big fuss. But to remove the custom, it was Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this nikah actually was performed in the heavens. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed this nikah, and he took all the taunts of the people. He did not care what they said, but it was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fearing at all whatever the people will say. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performed the nikah actually in the heavens. And they said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was one nikah where he had a bit of a big walima, where he actually cut an animal, and they gave out the walima. But still, walima was very, very simple. The biggest walima of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 people were invited, and that also in the house only. 10 people will come, they will eat, go out. Another 10 people will come, eat, go away. In this way, the walima was very simple, not in a big hall, and all other funny customs people were having. All the nikahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very simple, and this is the sunnah tariqa which Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq to follow. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain laws which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to proclaim to the people, which was regarding his own zat, his own being. And normally a person feels shy. So Allah says, I'm not shy of the truth. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels shy to tell you people that you must go out of his house, and now he's causing him taklif and difficulty. It was his nature, you feel hard to tell somebody about your own rights. But Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people. This is the right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned here, that he could get married to more than four wives, etc. All of this Allah Ta'ala given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed all of these messages, which was very, very difficult, that Allah ta'ala special mercy and honor is this, and the raising of ranks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happening all the time. And the angels are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people of Islam, O people of Iman, you also send the durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to raise the ranks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a present and a thanks to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his great ihsan upon us, for giving us the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he undertook all the taunts of the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the durood and salawat, praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, on the other hand, those who will cause taklif to Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will go against the commands. Allah will curse them in the dunya and in the year after. And Allah has prepared for them a very disgraceful punishment. And here, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that Nazalat fil Musawwirin, that ayat was revealed regarding those people who take photos. They are the ones who cause taklif and difficulty to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the past times, to make photos, to draw things was ever difficult. But in today's time with the cell phone, people are just one way drawing, making their own pictures, taking pictures. So this ayat was revealed regarding them. Musawirin, very, very severe warning. Allah give us tawfiq, we abstain from it. Don't ever take photos of human beings, of even animate objects like fish, animals and all of these things. We should completely stay abstain from it, because the warnings in the Quran and Hadith regarding the picture making, etc., are very, very severe. Allah give us a true understanding. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to tell his wives and his daughters and all the believing women that if they have to leave their homes, originally they must stay at home, but sometimes out of necessity they have to leave their homes, they must cover themselves completely. Abdullah ibn Abbas says the whole body must be covered, besides one place can be left for them, once one eye open, so that a woman can clearly see the road. But besides that, the rest of the body must be covered. So this is the Allah Ta'ala says the object of this is ayyu'rafna, that the woman can be recognized, that this is an honorable woman, this is a woman of shame. And fala yu'zay, no one will cause harm to her, they won't try to attack her, they won't take away izzat and honor and integrity. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we must follow Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise on the day of Qiyamah, people will complain and say, Ya laytana, if only we had followed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we followed our sadatana wa kubara'ana, our leaders and the big people in society who we regarded as our role models in today's time, the film actors and the sports stars and the singers and musicians and all of these people, we followed them. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, they took us on the wrong path. Allah Ta'ala give them double punishment and curse them also. Now they will have so much of hatred for them, it will be too late for a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this here. And then the next surah is Surah Taba. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama say the theme of this is Mujazat. That as a person does, so will a person be recompensed. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the actual recompense is on the day of Qiyamah. But even sometimes, in this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses a person. Some people are not prepared to believe in it. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ, the kuffar say the qiyamah won't come. Tell them that definitely qiyamah is going to come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. And then he gives the example of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And they had the qualities. When whatever Allah bestowed them, they worked, what Dawud alayhi salam used to make with his hands, armor, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا, after giving you these bounties, do good actions. I am watching you. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave him so many bounties. And Allah Ta'ala said, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدِ شَلَى دَاوُدِ شُكْرًا, O family of Dawud alayhi salam, do the amal of shukr. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala verbally also, bodily also, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. Don't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala complains there, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very, very few of my servants, they have the quality of shukr. They are appreciative. If you have got, you are appreciative, ulama say, whatever bounties you have got, you are protecting it. And whatever you haven't got, you are drawing it and pulling it towards yourself. And the quality of shukr. The more a person will increase in shukr, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, the more you will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will increase you. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt in it. So we should bring this quality of shukr within ourselves. By nature, unfortunately, many people go towards nashukri, ungratefulness. We don't realize the bounties of Allah ta'ala raining upon us. Billions and billions of bounties of Allah ta'ala upon us at every moment. We only look at the negatives. And then a person now is always ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that look at the nation of Sabah. Allah had given them so much of the bounties of this dunya. And Allah ta'ala told them, كُلُوا مِ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, eat from the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn away from this year. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent halat and conditions over them. The wonderful dam which they had turned into flood water. All the plantations was completely destroyed. Everything. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا, because they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the recompense we had given them. وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ, and this is how we recompense those people who are very ungrateful. And the highest level of ungratefulness is kufr and disbelief. So a person must abstain from this quality of being ungrateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in great detail. So in this dunya already, those who are grateful, Allah increased them. And those who are ungrateful, eventually they had suffered a loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah also, where the people will be standing there, and they will start fighting amongst themselves. And the people of who are weak, regarded as lowly, they will see the people who had honor and status, the big people in the world, as we mentioned, the sports stars and all of these people who people followed, the trendsetters, they will say, if it wasn't for you people, we would have accepted Iman. Or we would have got high levels in Jannah. Those people will tell them, did we stop you from Hidayat? Hidayat came to you people. You, you, you yourselves are doing wrong, you follow the wrong path, don't come and blame us today. The weak people will say to those people, but you people, day and night, you made all plans to turn us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You commanded us to make kufr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past era days, to tell them take partners, the idol or whatever. In today's time, sport has become an idol. People, their whole lives are dedicated towards sport. And as our Hazrat says, today's sport is not a religion, it actually has become a god. And people worship sport. Or whether it's TV films and all of these things, they become an idol for a person. All the time a person's mind is in these things. So on the day of Qiyamah, then it'll be too late. They'll be fighting among themselves. And when they will see the punishment, then they will try to hide away that nadamat and the sorrow, but it will be too late for a person. And then tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I, I'm warning you people, giving you some nasihat and advice, sit in groups of two or alone also and ponder about these things and think that what I'm telling you is definite. Akhirat is a reality. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Why are you wasting your life? Why are you running after all of these other things? But become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not asking you for any money. Whatever I'm telling you is only for your own benefit. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward me for giving the message to you people. I'm not asking you for anything of dunya, but I want you people to get hidayat. This was the fikr and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the last surah is Surah Fatir. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that before the punishment comes, before the recompense comes on the day of Qiyamah, or even in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many advices. Allah ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has sent wahi and revelation to us to guide us on the right path. The Tawheed has come, they have come and taught us, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is no excuse for a person to say on the day of Qiyamah, I didn't know. No one came to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the angels, Allah has sent them as messengers to come down with the wahi and revelation to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they came. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Is there any khaliq and creator besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will give you sustenance in the heavens and the earth? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Let not this worldly life deceive you. And let not shaitan deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. He is your enemy. Open enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him. Regard him as your enemy. Because he is calling you and he is calling his jamaat to be amongst the people of Jahannam. He is destroying a person. And his actions of مَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوَ عَمَلِي فَرَاهُ وَحَسَنًا. Shaitan just beautifies an action for a person. Now that person regards it as good. And now he wants to follow that path. But actually when he will come in the company of the awliya Allah, the sohbat of the buzurgani, the pious people, then Allah Ta'ala will expose to him. When the person will make tilawat of Quran Sharif with sincerity, Allah will expose to him the realities of this world and the deception of this world and all of these other things. They are all temporary. They will be eventually destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want izzat, you want honor, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Il awliya is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true honor. إِلَيْ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. What good words a person says, kalima tayyiba, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-a'mal salihah, good actions. This will raise a person. Allah Ta'ala eventually will give a person izzat and honor, the true izzat, which actually is in the year after, but even in the dunya sometimes it's glimpse of it, Allah Ta'ala grants it to a person. For Allah Ta'ala kept izzat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originally, and then for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then for the believers, which comes in another para. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of his science, his qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every one of you is in need and muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all the times you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants to, he can destroy you. He can bring somebody else. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. Whatever good actions you are doing is only for yourself. You will benefit. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the message we have sent in this world, we have sent the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is 100% true. Unfortunately, amongst the people you will get three groups. They are all of them our chosen servants. Some of them are zalims, oppressors. They don't follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given it to them. Some of them, they follow the path, exactly what farz, wajib, sunnah, they follow that day and they stay away from haram. And some people who exceed the bounds, they go far ahead. Even nafal actions, doubtful things they abstain from. Sabikum min khairati bi'ithnillah, with the permission of Allah ta'ala, they really go very, very far ahead. These are the people, Allah's special fadl and graces upon them. They eventually will enter into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst these people. And they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has removed from us grief and sorrow. This life, worldly life is full of grief and sorrow. And then they will say, our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala was most forgiving, and Allah was very, very appreciative. Small things we did, Today we can see the great reward Allah has kept for us here in the hereafter. And then the kuffar and disbelievers will be in the fire of Jahannam. They will be screaming in there. Say, Allah Ta'ala, take us out from here. We'll do good actions now. It will be said to them, but didn't I give you a long life in this world? You could have taken lesson in that long life. Such a long time I gave you. And warners had come to you, people. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. The greatest warner was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had come to you. Then the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a warner. This has come to you. So many warners we have sent to you. The ulama say, there are other warners Allah ta'ala also gives to us. In today's time, the ulama Rabbani and the ulama when they give bayan, they are warners. Our tabligh brothers come knocking on our door. They are coming to our house actually and giving us a warning. Warning us about akhirat. See, a warner is the white hair which a person has got. When the white hair starts coming out, it's a warner now. If now your time for akhirat is very close, start preparing now. Now you are going towards akhirat. They say the birth of your grandchild is a warner now. That now, I've passed my life already. My children, I grow them up also. Now the next generation has come. So now the day my grandchild is born, it means now my time for leaving this world is very close. I fulfill my responsibility and duty. I'll be leaving very soon. So this is also a warner to a person. Motul Aqran, your friends who pass away, they are same age like you, and they pass away. And this also is a warning for a person. The aches and pains which a person has got, he's sleeping at night, he's paining his body. It's a warning Allah Ta'ala is giving you that, you know what, time for you to leave this dunya. Don't put your mind in this dunya. This pains are a sign of death coming to a person. So these are all warners. It must not happen on the day of Qiyamah. We'll say, I had all of these warners. I never took lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.